All right, but first over to Yahoo Finance and Inez Ferreira for a Wi-Fi interactive rundown. Inez.
And Brian, just taking a look at the markets right now, we are seeing accelerating losses. We're looking at the Nasdaq that's down 2.3% right now. And as you had mentioned, the 10-year really having so much to do with this at 1.8%. Looking at the sector action, we are seeing now all 11 sectors of the S&P 500 in the red with consumer discretionary and technology that's leading to that downside. And looking at the Nasdaq 100, a lot of red here that we're watching. Amazon right now down 3%, dropping to its lowest level since May. We're watching also Microsoft down 2%. Keep in mind, Microsoft is now down 10% from its December peak. We should also note Tesla down 3% right now. Its fifth day of losses for Tesla. In fact, this downward pressure you're also seeing is despite a bullish note from Goldman Sachs, with Mark Delaney at Goldman Sachs naming Tesla as a top pick for 2022, putting a 1,200 price target on the stock. And then we're also watching Facebook down 3%, Nvidia down almost 5% right now. We're watching also the meme stocks as well. A lot of red here as these risky assets are taking a hit today. And then just looking at our trending tickers, we've been watching on our Wi-Fi our interactive board that Zynga is up 47%. Of course, this is after that takeover deal from Take-Two. And then Tilray up 18%. This is in the green right now after a better than expected bottom line for its latest quarter. Its adjusted earnings per share coming in at a little more than a penny. The street was expecting a loss of 11 cents a share. But if you take a look at a one-year chart, you can still see that Tilray has had a lot of pressure over the last year, a much needed bump today as the overall markets are down, Saz.
All right. Thanks so much, Inez.